community, state, and nation. Ties to the tomb. The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier turns 100 on November 11th. The Society of the Honor Guard, Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, is coordinating commemorative events and programs to honor the centennial of the sacred site, which has deep American Legion roots. One of the American Legion's founders, Hamilton Fish III, introduced the legislation in 1920 that authorized the return of an unknown American soldier's remains and the tomb's installation the following year. Through the decades, those with ties to the tomb have come from all corners of the country, including Sergeant Edward F. Younger of Illinois, who selected the World War I unknown soldier, Lieutenant General Edward J. O'Neill of Vermont, Colonel Glenn T. Eagleston of Utah, and Master Chief Hospital Corpsman William R. Charette of Michigan, who respectively selected the transatlantic, transpacific, and unknown soldier for World War II. First Sergeant Ned Lyle of South Carolina, who selected the Korean War unknown soldier. Sergeant Major Alan J. Kellogg, Jr., of Connecticut and later Hawaii, who selected the Vietnam unknown soldier. U.S. Representative Hamilton Fish III of New York, who wrote the legislation to bring home the World War I unknown soldier. U.S. Representative Charles M. Price of Illinois, who wrote the bill to bring home the World War II unknown soldier and the Korean War unknown soldier. Staff Sergeant Frank Witchy of Missouri, who sounded taps during the World War I unknown soldier interment. Sergeant First Class George Myers of Indiana, who sounded taps during the double internment of the World War II and Korean War unknown soldiers on May 30, 1958. Learn more about the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and plans for its centennial. TombGuard.org. $1.1 million, amount in disability benefits obtained for veterans in a 10-month period thanks to assistance from American Legion Post 88 service officers in Norman, Oklahoma. We are veterans helping veterans and their families, and those needs have not stopped because of the COVID-19 situation, Post 88 service officer Carl Ellison, accredited, explained in April. If anything, the need is greater. $5,000. American Legion scholarship money awarded in April to each of 46 certified American Legion Department oratorical contest winners. The national competition was canceled for 2021 due to COVID-19. I say that when it comes to our nation's security, there are no Democrats or Republicans or independents. Only Americans. Former U.S. Vice President Walter Mondale, an Army veteran and American Legion member, addressing the 66th American Legion National Convention during his 1984 presidential election run. Mondale died April 20th at 93. 324 new members signed up at American Legion Post 3 in Milford, Delaware, since the roster stood at 52 and falling about 2 years ago. The increase, post officers say, is due largely to increased media visibility, support for law enforcement officers, active community service, and popular holiday meals. Caption: American Legion Post 3 members delivered meals to first responders working Easter shifts in Milford, Delaware. End of caption. For the record, the American Legion weighed in with a statement for the record April 21st on 7 pending bills under consideration by Congress. Positions delivered to the House Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations, House Committee on Veterans Affairs, included VA Employee Fairness Act. The American Legion supports H.R. 1948 as currently written, which would lift prohibitions against collective bargaining by VA health care professionals. The restrictions contribute to difficulties in recruitment and retention of qualified VA health care professionals, the statement notes. VA Supply Chain Resilience Act. The American Legion supports draft legislation to better prepare VA with a clear strategy to handle medical supply chain weaknesses in a crisis, often a serious problem for VA in the early months of the COVID-19 pandemic. Use of pandemic relief funds. VA received 3 coronavirus relief infusions during the pandemic, and the American Legion supports draft legislation calling on the department to submit to Congress its plans for the funds to ensure proper oversight and prioritization. Improving VA Accountability to Prevent Sexual Harassment and Discrimination Act. The American Legion supports legislation and changes in U.S. code that would improve and accelerate response to sexual harassment assault cases in VA's workforce to ensure reporting, tracking, and actions. McClatchy's exclusive Stricken investigation is the first time a media organization has processed nearly 2 decades of raw cancer treatment data obtained through FOIAs, Freedom of Information Act documents, from the Department of Veterans Affairs to report the numbers behind what veterans are experiencing firsthand, that after 2 decades of war, cancers in their community are on the rise. Tabassum Zakaria, managing editor of the McClatchy News Washington Bureau, which received the American Legion's 4th Estate Award for print journalism in a live-streamed ceremony April 14th in Washington, D.C. From national to you, share your pride in the colors. The Citizens Flag Alliance and the American Legion Americanism Commission want to know what moves you about Old Glory. Is it the sight of the U.S. flag snapping in the breeze above the county courthouse? Perhaps the hope it instills in the aftermath of a natural disaster? What about it makes you stand and salute when our flag passes by in a parade? The American Legion's Legion Town site is calling for submissions, brief words, and an image under the new heading, Rally Around the Flag. From the collection of submissions, the CFA and the Americanism Commission will develop additional media presentations, digital, video, and print, to express pride in the flag. Submit your story of how, or when, particularly, the flag has moved you. Legion.org/Legiontown. Post stories and photos in social media under the category Rally Around the Flag. Hashtag Rally Around the Flag. Flag education materials available. American Legion Emblem Sales offers a variety of booklets and materials for sale to share U.S. flag pride and respect, including Let's Be Right on Flag Etiquette, a 32-page illustrated booklet with information about proper respect of the colors, how to fold a U.S. flag, maritime display, popular myths, and more. $1, or 80 cents each if bought in lots of 100. Indivisible, the story of our flag, a 112-page illustrated history of the U.S. flag, its meaning and uses, from Betsy Ross to social media expressions. $9.95 each, or $7.95 per copy if bought in lots of 25. Legion.org/publications.